is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com.
Broadcasting from the Ozark Mountains, Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And there's a link to your instructors
on the website, USAPrepares.com.
What a meetup last night. Wow. We learned about solar power and what it's like living off the grid. And you can meet USAPrepares.com instructor Caleb Arthur at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th at the Cowan Civic Center. Tickets are on the website. $15 for the entire weekend. 70 seminars. Meet your instructors. Have a banquet meal with your instructors. The banquet meal starts at $6, goes all the way up to $7 if you want ice cream, astronaut ice cream. Tickets are on the website, USAPrepares.com, the store tab. Today we're going to learn about water. Casey Musson's with us, USAPrepares.com instructor. And Casey drills wells. He installs the equipment, the storage tanks, the pumping systems, the filtration. Casey knows water from where to find it. And through the final use of it. And class, three-quarters of the Earth's surface is covered with water. The question is, how much of that water is potable or drinkable? Where does it come from? Are we making any more of it? And what's in it? And even more importantly, are we running out of it? Potable water. And today's class is Water 103. It's the third in the series with Casey Musson, and that means we've had two other classes on water, and we're going to have more. Welcome, Casey Musson of Hewitt Messenger.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey, you've been to the meetups, you've been to the expo, and you're going to be teaching a seminar with us at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo. Water, that's what we're going to talk about at your seminars, but I'll tell you what. I'm really concerned about it. We had a huge drought right here in the Ozark Mountains last summer. I mean, it was a massive drought. The entire country was in it. I think the worst drought in our history, recorded history here in the United States. Am I alone in thinking that?
No. It's the driest it's been in over 500 years.
Okay. And, you know, I've been saying that on this radio broadcast, and I'm kind of in tune with that, Casey, because I'm a farmer, and, you know, I look at the livestock, and as a matter of fact, I bought a water storage tank so I can feed our cattle this summer. Now, right now, we've got a lot of rain. I mean, it's an anomaly. We've got a lot of rain right now. The ground is really saturated, but I don't think we can count on this kind of moisture throughout the summer. I just don't think so. Are you finding farmers are concerned the way I am, Casey, about the future of water this summer?
Oh, absolutely. Not only is it the driest it's been in 500 years, but our water consumption has quadrupled over the past 100 years, just as population gets more and more and more people in the area. And that's across the entire United States, across the world.
Serious, serious concern, because, you know, we can live 3 minutes without air, and, you know, we can go a couple of days without water, but we can't go weeks without water. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Casey, the proof of that is what kind of wildlife do you find in a desert? Do you find trees in a desert? Do you find animals in a desert? I mean, they're few and far between, right?
Yeah, and the ones that are there, they don't require a whole lot of water. They're able to get it through other means.
Yeah, but we don't know how to do that. So, Casey, why don't we just take a couple minutes, where does water come from, and then let's get right into, are we running out of water, and let's talk about some statistics.
Sure.
So where does it come from?
Well, playing back to some of the previous classes, all the water that we have is already here. Mm-hmm. It's just a cycling of rain, evaporation. It comes from the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the springs, and all that we have is already here. We just got to take care of it and figure out how to get it, how to get safe drinking water.
Safe drinking water. Now, we talked about, in the previous broadcast, we talked about how there's plenty of water right under Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not an anomaly. There's water in lots of places in the world. But the water that is easiest to get, that's down, what, about 500 feet, is contaminated?
Our first aquifer is going to come in and stop about somewhere around 450 foot.
Okay.
And really, in the immediate Springfield area, most of that is cased out or is required by the DNR for us to run steel casing to seal those sections of the aquifer out completely. And that's all based on population and the thought that that water is contaminated.
Okay. So let me see if I've got this right. So you can drill a hole in the ground. To pump water out, and you can find water at 400 to 450 feet, but you have to keep going down past that and put a sleeve or a casing in the ground to prevent the well from picking up water at that first 400 to 450 foot level, correct?
You got it.
Because if you just drill a hole and you keep going, the water at 400 feet, let's say, will go down to the aquifer below that and contaminate it. That's the thought, right?
Yeah, we don't want to run a hole basically through two aquifers without sealing one from another.
Okay. So, yeah, we've done it, class. We've contaminated water all the way down to 450 feet. In the Springfield community, we did it, and now we've got to go deeper. So, Casey, we have water, but the question that we need to pose is, can we make that water last?
At the rate we're going, we're in a tough spot with population growing as fast as it is. Right now, the United States, we use like 148 trillion gallons of water a year. And that is very hard to sustain. At that rate, you know, we're running out in a hurry. California's, you know, it's estimated they got about 20 years of fresh water left. New Mexico's got about 10 years of fresh water left. And we start talking about the Western United States, which has a good aquifer. It is deep, but you know, we're talking about the Colorado River, the Lake Mead. You know, those things. Lake Mead powers the Hoover Dam. When it falls below 1,000 foot, the dam shuts down. No more power for Southern California, Arizona, Los Angeles, and that trend is going to spread through the United States. You know, we're in a pretty good spot here in the Midwest. We do have a lot of water, and population isn't near what it is on the coastal areas. But it's not getting any better.
Casey, I moved to the Midwest because this particular spot, for a lot of reasons, and one of the main reasons was because of the abundance of drinking water for animals. And I mean, we've got more streams and here than and creeks than probably most places in the country, don't you think?
Absolutely. If you look at a map of just right here, this immediate area, and you look at the rivers that are flowing out of it, you know, right here, Springfield, our surrounding area, the Niangua River, the James River, the Gasconade, all these rivers kind of come out from this area, and you know, it just kind of gives you an idea of what kind of water we're sitting on top of.
And looking forward, we still are going to run out of good drinking water, aren't we?
Eventually. It's kind of scary to think about, but it is absolutely a possibility. And, you know, especially when these larger city areas start running out, where are they going to come to get water? Are they looking at us? They're already talking about diverting, you know, the Mississippi, the Missouri rivers. They're fighting over who's going to get control of the water.
Casey, when I look at some of the some of the laws and some of the violations that people I've talked to have committed because, so for example, a farmer may decide to put in a garden and he may terrace his farmland and divert some of the water to his garden, and then the officials come down and they fine him for setting up a way of keeping some of the water that runs on his land for his garden. We're seeing more and more of that. And I talked to a business owner in Utah, Salt Lake City. He owns a car dealership, and what he did was he constructed some underground tanks to collect the rainwater that flows off his roof on his car dealership and store that water so he can use that water to wash the cars in his car lot. He's a new car dealer. And he was fined. He was fined by the city because they said that is not his water. That's the city's water. And he had to actually get a permit. And he was willing to let them get away with stealing the water that lands on his roof and reusing that for washing the cars in his car dealership. His tanks, his taxes, his property, his car lot, his roof, but it's not his water, according to the city. Well, and I talked to him and I said, why don't we just go on the air and let's expose this and let's talk about it. And he said, no, it's okay. We worked it out. I'm using their water permits so I can use their water to wash my cars. And I said, okay, are they going to come and clean their snow off your cars when it snows? He said, that's a really good question.
That's just crazy, but it kind of shows you the direction it's going. You know, these guys, they want to get their fingers in everything we do.
Yeah, and the point I'm trying to make is part of these regulations are probably coming out of the government's local, county, state, thinking that maybe we got to get every drop of water because if we don't, we're going to be out of it. Like, we can't let this guy collect and store his water from his roof. So, Casey, let's, on the other side of this break, let's talk about what we need to do to conserve water, conserve what we have, because some of the statistics I'm reading show that we're going to be stressed, water stressed, in 12 years. Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger, we'll be right back.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about water today with Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger. And he's a well driller. Drills wells all over the Ozarks in Missouri here. And he's experienced in finding water. And he knows pretty much everything that we would need to know about water. And, Casey, there's an article that you sent me, and I posted it on the website, usapreparers.com, and page one. And it says, according to one government report that was reported last year, the global need for water will exceed the global supply of water by 40% by the year 2030. Quite shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah, so when that happens, how do we get through that if we exceed our supply of water by 40%?
Well, it's having a plan. Being self-sufficient, it's having a water well. You know, in a worst case scenario, I don't want to depend on the city to supply my water. First off, I don't want them to depict whether I'm going to live or die and what I'm going to pay for my water. Now, you know, like we were going back into conservation, hopefully we can head that off at the pass. And, you know, as technology gets better and better, we're going to have some other avenues on how we can get safe drinking water and how we can save these larger populations on the coastal areas like California, where they aren't going to have to depend on us for their water supply. They're going to have, you know, large reverse osmosis systems that can draw salt water, and just other treatment that you can be done, and give them safe drinking water. But for right here where we are, it's about having your own safe water source, to have a plan if something does happen, and a way to treat that water and guarantee that you're going to have safe drinking water.
Casey, here in Missouri, when we drilled a well for our farm, the state has a requirement that they know exactly where that well is. They know how deep it is. They know how high the water column is. They know how much casing is in the well. They know all the details they need to know. Because before I purchased the property, I called the Department of Natural Resources in Missouri, and I said, here's where the property is. And they said, okay, we got it on the map. And I said, okay, how deep is a well going to have to be drilled before we find water? And the agent said to me, well, there's a well about 800 feet in this direction. There's one 1,000 feet in that direction. There's one a mile away in the other direction. And it's going to be about 330 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our well is 328 feet. So she knew, based on looking at the map and the depth of the other wells, where the water is, how much water there is. It was absolutely astonishing to me that she knew that. And, you know, looking back, yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me how she knew. But the point is, they know where all the wells are. And I was talking with another person who makes water pumps for wells, and he said what farmers are doing. And this is astonishing to me. What farmers are doing is they're drilling a hole in the ground and they're putting a well pipe in the hole, and they're putting a cap on it, and or they're filling it with concrete, and it's a dummy well, and it's maybe a couple hundred feet from the real well. They're camouflaging the real well, and they're putting concrete in a dummy well, so that it appears that the well that their well is capped off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want the government knowing where their wells are. Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of it, but it makes sense. I mean, it's not necessarily an honest way of doing things, but on the side of it is, if they are getting a well drilled, and when a well is drilled, you know, we're required to lock in a GPS position of that well. So with a GPS position, unless you've got a well driller that's going to set up a false GPS location,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to know where it's at. And just short of them coming out to the property and seeing a piece of casing sticking up out of the ground, maybe they'll think that that's it and it was condemned. But even condemning a well gets registered with the DNR.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is people are concerned about protecting their own water on their own property. And when we talk more, let's talk about some more statistics and what we need to know about water.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-455 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about water, and we're talking about drinking water. Casey Mustin's with us, and his company, Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, hyphen, Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R, Hewitt Messenger, and they treat water, they drill wells, they install geothermal equipment, constant pressure systems, they maintain wells, pumps, and everything to do with water. And Casey's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. And you can have dinner with him. And you can chat with him for 2 days. You can attend his seminars. And the cost of the Get Prepared Expo is $15 for the entire weekend or $8 for one day, either Saturday or Sunday. about 70 seminars. Banquet dinner, it'll cost $6 or $7, depending on whether you want ice cream or not. $7 with ice cream. And the freeze-dried guy's cooking. So he's going to be serving a freeze-dried guy meal. It's a survival banquet meal on paper plates with plastic tools. In case you'll be there, I'll be there. Doomsday Preppers will be with us. They're casting for season number 3 of Doomsday Preppers. And the casting director, Brooklyn Bagwell, will be on the air with us right here after the top of the hour break. So Get Prepared Expo, you might want to consider coming to it. I think it's the neatest thing. I really do, because it's a chance for you to meet all of your USAPrepares.com instructors, and I might even be there unless I'm arrested. Casey, North America is better off than most of the rest of the world. Isn't that true in terms of water?
That is true.
Yeah. And why is that? Is it because we're, you know, one of the newest inhabited locations?
A lot of it has to do with our geology and the rock that lays underneath us.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a population base, but more about the continent itself. We're on a very large amount of water and several different aquifers. They lay at different depths, and they stretch out at different areas. The West Coast uses a little different aquifer than what we use right here in the Midwest. We've got good water here in the United States. We just got a booming population. You know, we're going to end up like China if we're not careful, where, you know, 80% of all of their flowing water will not sustain life. They kill everything.
You're talking about the water is so contaminated, so polluted that it won't sustain life in China?
That's it. No fish, no aquatic life at all.
Casey, I have several ponds on the farm, and I have catfish in them. So when I look at the catfish, and if I look at them thriving, is that an indication that the water quality is good?
You know, catfish are pretty hardy fish. They can survive in some really foul conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that they're doing well and they're growing would give you a good idea that they're in a good area, or they've got good water, especially good food. You know, mm-hmm. it's acidic water that really causes a problem. 40% of the rivers here in the United States are polluted.
40%.
40%. 46% of the lakes are considered polluted, where they are not fit for human consumption.
Well, let's make sure we get this right. 40% of the rivers in the United States are polluted?
Yep.
Does that include streams and creeks, or is that just rivers?
Just rivers.
Okay. So 40% of the rivers in the U.S. are polluted. And 46% of the lakes in the U.S. are polluted. And that means past the point where the water could be used for consumption?
Yeah, we're not going to go down and just get a big drink of water.
Is that something that we've done over the last 100 years since the Industrial Revolution, or was it always that way?
No, it was definitely since the Industrial Revolution that this population has boomed.
So we're talking about things like where human waste is dumped directly into lakes and rivers, and we're talking about factories that just have these effluent pipes that dump sewage and waste, industrial waste, into the water, rivers, and lakes. Is that what we're talking about?
That's exactly it. It's a culmination of everything. I mean, wastewater runoff, you know, agricultural runoff, just the poisons that we create.
You know, over the weekend, Casey, I was on the tractor doing some, what I call tractor therapy, and I have what's called a chain harrow. And, the cows produce manure wherever they go. And what I do is I encourage the manure to be spread out into smaller and smaller clumps by driving a tractor with a chain harrow that takes a big clump and makes thousands of little clumps. And I spread it out so that the grass can be act as a filter for that waste, and the sun can bake it and turn it into fertilizer so that it doesn't go into the streams. I mean, that's what I do as what I consider a good practice. Is that something that you would encourage or discourage?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we do a little bit of homework about making compost, which there's a process to it. You can't just throw a bunch of junk in a barrel and expect it to turn into something that's good for the soil. And there's actually a process that has to take place of, like you said, curing it and spreading it out where, you know, biological matter or, you know, bacteria will do its own thing and start to break that matter down into something that's useful for the plants.
Okay. And by the way, you'll get a chance to meet Eric Lancaster. He was at the last expo. He's with Terraganics. He's one of the senior management team of Terraganics. They advertise right here on Genesis. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and he has the biologicals that can help turn waste into compost. And so he's going to be doing a seminar on that, since you mentioned that. Well, let's talk about why is Missouri, why do we have so many springs, caves, and sinkholes? What's going on here in Missouri, known as the Cave State?
Well, we are sitting on top of soluble rock, and basically that's limestone and dolomite. And this limestone basically has softened over years and years, we'll say hundreds, thousands of years of slightly acidic rainfall. And that slightly acidic rainfall basically eats the soluble rock up and will create caverns and passageways and holes within the rock beneath us. And that, with the large amount of water, it will erode those things away, and it creates the caves and the springs that come out of the ground and sinkholes.
When we built our farmhouse, we went to Springfield, Missouri with some really large dump trucks, and we bought limestone. We built our farmhouse out of limestone. It's a white rock. It's quite hard, and it's not like granite, but it really is hard. And are you saying that the limestone is being eaten by acidic rain to carve out these caves?
Exactly.
Okay, so it's taking millions of years to do that then, right?
Yeah, we're talking decades, eons.
Okay. All right. And let's talk about a spring, for example. When people want to buy a farm here, they really treasure and value having a spring on the property. What is a spring?
It's live water. It's water moving out of the ground. Most of the time it's driven by hydraulic pressure, pushing on the aquifer and feeding that water to the surface.
Okay, so it's coming from higher up.
It's the pressure of that water higher up that feeds the spring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's surface water someplace else that gets into the ground higher up that causes a leak, if you will, in the surface of the ground someplace else, and the water springs out of that leak. Is that how we look at it?
Yeah, we can look at it like that, and it's even connected to the lower sections of the aquifer where that hydraulic pressure of the water on top of the surface pushing down through hundreds of feet of earth has so much pressure that it feeds that water directly out of a hole in the ground.
And what happens, or what have you seen over time with these springs? Because here's where I'm going with this. We have a neighbor, maybe 5 miles away, and he said, yep, that spring has been, as long as he could remember, generations, that spring has always been there, never stopped. And last summer, the spring stopped. Are we seeing more of that where springs just stop producing water? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, it is something we're seeing more and more often with the long-term drought that we've experienced. That surface water has ceased to be there, and when that surface water disappears, it relates to less hydraulic pressure to feed the water into that spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a question about finding water. We've got a caller, Mary from Oregon. Let's take this call. Mary from Oregon. Whoops. Are you on with us, Mary? Did I lose her? I think we just lost her. But okay. So with the springs drying up, do they recover?
We hope that they do. Yes, with good rainfall, the spring should recover.
Okay, and is that something that happens over and over? Spring will dry up, recover, or is it something that doesn't? We don't recover springs one for one, meaning we lose one, recover the same one later. Do they keep coming back?
With extended drought, it's not a good thing when the spring disappears for a long time.
Okay. We come back. I'd like to ask you about how to find water and water witching. Is it true or is it fabrication? Dowsing for water. Casey Musselman will be right back.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled a necessities unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our necessities unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one necessities unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Casey Mustin's with us, and he's with Hewitt Messenger. There's a link on page one on the website under instructors. If you'd like to get in touch with him, you may. Just go to usaprepares.com and go to the bottom of the page where the instructors are, and Casey Mustin, M-U-S-T-I-O-N, and you click on the link, he'll take you right to his website, and the contact information is there. And he's going to be speaking at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, and you can have dinner with him and talk about water for hours. It's April 6th and 7th at the Get Prepared Expo. Tickets are available on the website, usaprepares.com, and click on the store tab. But I'd like to tell you that there is a problem with Internet Explorer working, so if you use a different web browser, it'll work a lot better. Tickets are $15 for the weekend discounted, $8 for each day. Thousands of people will be there, and I think it's a great opportunity to learn pretty much everything you need to know about survival and preparedness. It's a college course. It's a college curriculum in a weekend. Casey, how do we find water? What about water witching, dowsing? Some people think it's not scientific, and it's actually smoke and mirrors. What do you think?
Well, it's not smoke and mirrors, because I've done it, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered it completely by accident. I just thought, oh, let's give it a try. We were doing a job down in Branson. We had dug a ditch. We were connecting a well to a home that had an existing water line buried in the ground. Well, as we were digging, we discovered more than one line, and it was like, okay, which line is it? Well, the boys had hooked up to a water line, and we went to run water in the house, and there was no water. As we walked around, we noticed, okay, there's water coming out of the ground, so I guess we got the wrong one. Well, it was almost dark, and I said, let me try to witch it. So I got some copper wire, and I stripped the copper out of it, and I made my dowsing rods. And it was as simple as walking over the area that the pipe was. Basically, it still had water to it. I walked over that area, and the rods crossed. I scraped with my shovel with, like, two or three scrapes, and there it was. So we found it. We got it fixed. It was before dark, and we were out of there. It works.
Well, I'll tell you, when we're drilling a well here at the farm in Missouri, the well driller showed up, and he set up his equipment, and I said, I really don't want it there. I don't want it there. And so he took out his divining rods again, and I said, I'd really like it over here, out of the way. He said, no, we won't hit water there. And he said, no, we're going to put it right here. And I said, yeah, I really don't want it there. So we had him walk around some more. And ultimately, he found a place that he and I could agree on that, you know, I didn't want a water well casing sticking out in the middle of my backyard. I didn't want that. And I was willing to have it farther away from the house and you know, suffer a little reduction in pressure. But he had his dowsing rods, and he insisted that this is where he was going to do it, and he would find water there. And sure enough, he did. Now, I can't prove that he would or wouldn't have found water where I wanted it originally, but he found water where he said he was going to find water. And but there are articles on the website that, you know, some people think it's not true. But you're saying that you saw it, you used copper rods, and you found water.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done it since?
Just a few minutes.
Have you done it since?
Actually, I did. I tried it out at my mom's place in Douglas County.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did a little bit of research. I enjoy hunting for some artifacts from time to time, and saw recently that, you know, not only does it pick up water, but it picks up disturbed ground and can pick up metallic objects.
And what was your success with that?
Haven't done it in artifact hunting yet, but it is on my plan of things to do.
Well, Casey, when you have more information about that, I'd love to share that with our broadcast class, how well dowsing and divining works for disturbed ground and artifacts. Casey Mustin, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate the class on water, and we're going to have another one. Water 104, that'll be coming up, and we'll tell you about that. Coming up next, Doomsday Preppers. Brooklyn Bagwell's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about casting for season number 3. Would you like to be on TV? Oh, well, we're going to talk about it with the casting director of Doomsday Preppers. She's been to the expo, and she's coming back April 6th and 7th. Please stay tuned.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.